Come get some of that shit.
There you go. Right, I'm gonna die. Alright, come, just focus me. Oh, oh.
I'll move, bro.
I'm in my camera shop, bro.
You're in this camera shop too.
Oh, my knees. I ain't got it like I used to. God damn it.
And all the Americans are like, she doesn't know how to pronounce liar.
How did she say
it? Liar, because she's British, isn't it?
Liar.
And then she made a TikTok saying,
liar.
Everyone's asking, saying, I don't pronounce
it. Is this Pink Pang for a chick English?
She's from Enns, bro.
But I thought she's a K-pop dude. No. I'm baff, bro.
Ali, crazy, bro. Ali,
who? I need to see your face, bro.
This is the room.
Yeah, no, I've heard this verse bare times on TikTok, bro.
Sounds like Ice Spice, bro.
It is!
Say what, wait. Say what lot Ice Spice is English.
No!
Oh, she's a real English.
She's wavy, bro. That's funny.
I said bum bum.
Big bum bum!
I ain't heard the word this bum bum in a long time.
Was it that video that talked about like how to like have human retention through like social cues and music and he's like there's a beat he always uses for his videos because
the only person who couldn't get away with that is Nick Merckx. Remember his face cam on Warzone? He's not even
bro,
in it.
Bro, it's ridiculous.
Bro, he's not even in it. His head's off. But that was his thing.
That's jokes in it. It's like the thing, just the forehead cam.
This is the thing. This is why you have to think of these things like smart. Because
pod with forehead cams.
Nigga, I'm gonna die at them. So they're like in the comments, they're like, God. Hey yo, I'm already getting violated. hey, me, that whole show just silent. Ali, why don't you say that? I won't talk. Ah, he spoke.
I keep shaking. That's
my cough. Take over the second.
That's calm. No, I've never.
I've seen the video of Ivor trying to say treacherous.
Yeah, tenacious. No, what is it?
Torrentious.
Did you do that during the pod as well?
I don't know how you clocked. He was trying to say atrocious. I would not.
No. He said
trenches.
No, he kept saying torrent. What's the word?
Who wants to start the first
atrocious
story?
speak to the mic. Speak to the mic.
The one and only. The torrentious ace.
I love Killy. I'll show you later.
Do countdown.
Boom. Yo, people, welcome back to the Roof 411 Show. You're tuned in to Ali on what FM are we on again, boys?
411.
411 FM. Come on. And on my left, I have
Ali.
Damn.
And on my right,
Rian.
And this is the show where we bring you this week's hot news, the weird and wonderful, and everything else you may have missed.
Exactly. Mate, that was,
you know what's funny?
I wish you got a radio, man. Right,
I know it's a different intro to normal, but people who are watching us for the first ever time, they're going to be like, who are these sneaky guys? why are they speaking like that?
You know what's
listen, when
that?
You've done that many intros, you got to change
gotta
shit
it up
man. You got to
have
fun.
Felt weird that you asked him first. Because it's always...
It caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I almost forgot who I was.
Anyway, guys.
Come on, Rian. You look like you're dying to start us off today. Got him. What I mean? I'm going to get him back, bro. How many times has he stitched us up like that?
Go on.
No, first of all...
Rian told us he had something crazy to talk about.
First of all, you know, we've got to ask a normal question, guys. I've been.
Shit, man. It's Wednesday already. You know, last week we were only here. What it felt like yesterday. Yeah. Show's doing good.
Just hit 400 subscribers. View let's have a round of applause for 400 subscribers.
Getting close to retirement.
Very close 411 subs. We're retiring. So yeah. Get us there.
411 subs. We're deleting the page. I don't know if anyone knows that.
Channel,
we might delete the page.
But if we don't delete it, then basically the new target is 4,111 subscribers. Once we reach that, then maybe retirement. We think then. If not, then 41,100.
So how many channels can these guys create and like dominate?
Nah, it's just four, and then just hella ones.
Yeah.
411.
Yeah, extra 4 billion subs.
Yeah, you go, bro.
But yeah, over 150,000 total.
One recurring. That's what it's called
on the channel. One recurring. I like that.
I like that mathematics.
But yeah, that's just over 150,000 views now on YouTube.
That's why I love Rian, man. He's the analyst for the Route 4.
The watch time's going up.
We're a data-driven podcast, guys.
The watch time's going up so we can get monetized. Please, save us. No, but honestly, it's been a great week. Lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of big events happening soon. lots of stuff returning as well. But let's start this off. Do we want to start off sporty? Do we want to start off conspiracy wise? Do we want to start off with a bang?
Bang.
All right.
I feel like your bangs are anticlimactic, though.
I think sometimes. But I feel like this is a topic which we're all going to be invested into. Our man Kanye. There has been reports that Adidas, as the Americans like to say, could be looking to recoup their old relationship back together and sign Kanye back.
Who came back.
It's probably because they've seen how much losses they had and thought,
Kanye, come back.
And I can't lie, their shoes are atrocious.
If they do that, they're going to look so
stupid. We have too many Yeezys in store that need to go.
The thing is, what they were doing with all the new Adidas stuff that they were releasing, they were just copying his designs anyway.
It's disgusting.
And now they're bringing in new designers, and obviously they're not Kanye level designers. So
they expected to lose $1.3 billion in revenue this year because it was unable to sell the Yeezy clothing and shoes.
Well, that's on them, man. And I can't lie, man, their little booth range of crepes that they made, I know they got the foam runner technology or whatever that's in the bottom of Yeezys.
Speed's favourite. Mm.
Bro, oh my days, they look ugly. I seen a guy in Jum'ah come out of Salah, put them on, bro. I was like, damn, bro, they should have got Yeezys.
You all laughed at me. I hate to tell you now, guess who's laughing now, whatever the saying is.
Because you know what they were saying? Because obviously... they dropped Kanye because of all the stuff he was saying. Well, about
anti-Semitism stuff, yeah.
But what's mad is Adidas wasn't they created by Nazis?
Yep. Oh, the turntables have turned, eh?
The world does a full circle, bro.
I think it was a Dave Chappelle skit that said it.
Of course, Dave Chappelle. It's either Dave Chappelle or South Adidas Park.
It's crazy. The Nazis said Kanye's too anti-Semitic.
That is messed up, bro.
You know how anti-Semitic you've got to be for the Nazis to say you're too anti-Semitic?
Brother.
They even looked at him and went, damn, he went too far.
But if I'm Kanye, get the bag. If you go back to them,
he's a billionaire. Actually, he's not a billionaire.
Get the bag even more. Has he lost if they're trying to say that they're going to lose $1.3 billion in revenue this year, I'll say, cool. The public humiliation you gave me and what you've done, I want tenfold. Give me $10 billion and I'll sign.
He probably would do something like that.
Do you know what I mean? Give me $10 billion and I'll sign. Because if you're struggling and going to lose $1.3 billion, what's the point of me just saying, okay, I'll accept $1.3 billion as a joint? You know what I mean? You'll make that back in a year anyway.
Have you noticed Kanye's gone quiet ever since he got a new girlfriend?
Yeah, he looks like he'd been replaced, isn't it? Kanye?
Sometimes you just need a woman in your life that can make everything peaceful, bro.
But what did everybody say, though? Didn't Ye say, if I
She's white.
if I disappear, it ain't me that comes back?
What?
Yeah,
I didn't hear him say that.
Bro, there's been bad times he said that shit, man.
Mad.
Yeah, so everybody's like, yo, is that Ye? He looks a bit taller. He's grown.
No, it
inches.
Is him, because I saw a video of him of him getting pissed off at the paparazzi. I'm like, that's Kanye.
Bro, you know when a paparazzi sees that, they think, bag secured.
He's like, you follow me? Paparazzi is just like,
even him.
Nah, I was literally just standing over there, bro, and I saw you. He was like, nah, you've been following me.
But you know what they're saying? They're going to say he's tripping and he's got mental problems and he has to.
They've been saying that.
That's their headline save, bro.
But you know, I think he's just quiet because he's probably working on a new album. Because have you heard his leaks?
No.
They're really good.
You always get the leaks.
It comes up on my TikTok. But good thing you brought it up because it was London Fashion Week this week.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple of days ago. And. Was it Adidas? It was Adidas, actually. They did a collab with Moncler.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And Mercedes.
Yeah, it was massive.
Did you see the Moncler Mercedes, bro?
Yeah, no, yeah. It was a G-Wagon with a Moncler tire.
Massive tire, bro.
It was a mad,
bro,
art concept. It was like a proper futuristic thing.
Yeah, but look at this.
It looks like basically the G-Wagon you'd expect them to drive on the moon. Mm. In it, like, it's like a moon.
It does.
In it. Is that what they're planning it for? They're going to send the first.
What do they call those? The cars in the.
Oh, god damn.
Rovers? I don't know. Like,
god damn. What the size of those tires?
Yeah, bro, they're massive.
Trying to go to the moon, bro.
I did see the pictures.
Alicia Keys performed, Jay-Z performed, Pharrell was there.
Stormzy was there. Son Heung-min, Tottenham.
Oh, was
it? Yeah, they had a little link up. Because it was Burberry.
Like a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people were there.
Because it was there with Burberry and I think all them brands were
there. Pharrell was there because now. Did you hear Pharrell was working with Louis Vuitton now?
No way.
He's the designer for Louis Vuitton now. So the next few LV drops, believe they're going to be... Bro, they're going to be good, bro. They're going to be good. Because his own clothing is good as well. Apparently, he's bringing the skateboards back. Damn. We're going back to the little skateboard Pharrell era.
Okay.
Have you seen Pharrell sell his old clothes on eBay and that?
Why is he?
Oh no, not on eBay, but he made his own like website because he's just got well,
like,
stuff
like
in
Depot,
it.
You know, when people
yeah,
stuff on Depot.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, bro, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, people say you have money and I don't need to do that. I'll do that. If you have, bro, Depot, stuff these guys have like they could buy like a whole warehouse just to store their clothes. Some of them, I think there's someone who does that. They've literally got like an apartment.
I think it's Chris Brown.
I think it's Chris Brown. Yeah,
he performed this week. He's in London this week.
He's got too much clothes, bro. Too much clothes. That's mad.
Like, I'm not surprised. Me, they get sent, how many clothes do they get sent every like new release? They probably get like yo.
Every new release, bro. Every day. They probably get deliveries, PR stuff, and
yeah.
And brands just sending them care packages. You know.
That's why I'm not surprised when they say like shit. I only worn these gums like once.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber said in an interview, he's Calvin Klein pants underwear. He wears them once, goes. Because
I was wondering why did you say underwear after that? I realized yeah. Americans, innit.
The yeah. black pants, these trousers.
We've got a lot of American listeners now. I looked at our stats.
America.
America. But talking of America, there is someone from America who will be competing this weekend against someone from the UK. Jake versus Tommy Fury coming up this Sunday in Saudi Arabia, the Battle of Riyadh.
That's very anticlimactic, heart lab, bro, because it's taken so damn long.
But it's happening.
No,
finally.
But it's happening now.
You know, we've been disappointed twice. Pullouts for some reasons. You know, he wasn't allowed in America because he's banned, and the next time, injury, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's happening. He's in Saudi. You know, it's not like he's in the UK still and he's got to fly. He's there.
A side is definitely Jake Paul, right?
I'm guessing. I think it's 50-50.
Whose name is on the poster first?
I think it's Jake.
Then it's Jake. It's on. I think it's on Better. His Better.
No, it's on all of it. It's on BT for UK, whatever is America, ESPN, all of that. I know we've done our predictions in the past, but now it's coming up to the final week. Jake is talking a lot of smack. He's posted videos today. There was a video where I think he's trying to get into Tommy's head now. He's saying, you know, Molly's the breadwinner in the family. You need this fight and all this and that.
It's true.
Yeah, I mean, she does get
she
that
gets
bag,
the bag. That PLT, the pretty little thing. Pretty that little bag she deal. Got after Love Island, I heard it was big. What were we thinking?
As much as a lot of us don't
it's
like
eight
Jake
rounder,
Paul,
just so you know.
Yeah, as
eight
much
rounder.
As much as a lot of us don't like Jake Paul, I want Jake to win just because I find Tommy very annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tommy is annoying though, isn't it? Like, what's
he
like,
posted that video the other day of him doing a jab on the boxing
the punch
thing,
machine.
Getting 850 people. Yeah. Like, oh,
that's just
his left
that's
hand
just a
jab. Yeah, but the thing is, if boxing was that easy, doesn't mean you can just get a
those machines
lab.
Are rigged as well, man. You don't need any boxing skill.
Gotta
to
hit
be.
That sweet spot.
Bro, even I get 800 sat in, and I've never boxed in my life.
I embarrassed myself once. I got one in front of
damn.
A crowd. It's in front of a crowd as well. Lucky no one's camera. Bro, he's one of those.
Receiver one, or you get 500 plus. It's never in between.
You know, it's mad because I scuffed it. I missed it. It was my first ever time trying it as well. And it was mad because I've done boxing before. I had to do like my whole shoulder roll. I was warming up a little bit. Literally, bro, I was literally like getting ready for it. So everyone's watching me like, yeah, literally everyone's watching. And literally I measured it up. I was doing all this, like just measuring it. And everyone's watching me like, this guy's taking bare long.
Okay.
I hit it, scuffed it, one. I turn around, I kid you not, everyone's on the floor. I was like, yo, reset the machine, bro. Do it again. Immediately,
highest,
I pressed it.
One is the highest you can get. Don't worry about it. That's the highest.
Nah, I actually broke one of the records. I was got like
after that,
third
he,
or fourth
you know his villain ops.
Yeah, literally. Because once you learn the technique, once you know there's a specific spot where to hit it, and every time
I always hate running up, I just stand sideways rather than running
up. Yeah, no, you have to. There's no technique involved at all.
You're the boxer, so let's get your opinion last, actually. Because we might steal ideas of how we think the fight's going to go. Okay. Ali, what do you think? Eight round of fight, do you reckon it's going to go all the way? Do you reckon it's a stoppage?
Okay, I've got a question before I do like say my point of view. Has Tommy been knocked down before? Like, what's his chin like?
No.
Is he like his brother? Can he take a
no
punch?
No one's like Tyson in the heavyweight.
He's only fought journeyman though, so he hasn't really been tested either.
Same for Jake though.
Yeah, neither of them have been tested.
So then it is kind of fair game, but I don't know, man. You're right, man. Tommy already has big boots to fill with who his brother is.
But Jake also.
But
Jake
at the same time, Jake.
Stuff.
Nah, Jake's just been killing it, bro. Game after fight after fight. Even though, yeah, cool. He's fought on what was he fought on? He's fought on ex NBA player. He's fought on Ben Askren, the retired UFC
YouTubers.
Guy. Woodley twice or
Anderson Silva.
The kid's actually like trying, isn't it? Whereas Tommy, like, yeah,
but
he's
they're
not
all
been 50 tested.
Plus years old. Year old men, like.
Which we could call journeyman, like his equivalent of journeyman.
So what we're thinking, you reckon? From what it sounds like, okay, you think Jake's gonna win.
I don't think Jake will knock him out, but if it comes to points, Tommy's got to put on a show, bro, because I think Jake will get
points. You know, the more I'm thinking about it, I think it's going to be a really good fight, because I think Jake has to knock him out to win.
Well, think about it, 8 rounds.
It's in Saudi. Who are the judges? Is it fair?
It'll be mixed. But think about it, 8 rounds, all right? This isn't a 12-rounder, so once you're already halfway through the fight in the fourth round. So if you're not winning the first, like, three, you've have to step up your game because... And maybe that might benefit Tommy.
That's the thing. Yeah, but it's also Tommy's a slow starter as well.
He's a heavyweight. Is that common for heavyweights?
That's the thing, though. Do you think Jake's going to come out heavy? I think Jake's going to have the energy to go the whole eight.
True.
Is the height difference and the reach difference that mad?
Not that. When they've done the square off, it didn't look bad. Yeah. But if I'm not mistaken, Tommy's trying to lose weight. Jake can sort of chill because he's at, I think it's at 185.
Mm.
They're trying to meet in the middle, right? Like, I don't think either one of them can get to the other.
I think 185 is the fight.
Okay.
But in my opinion, it's a tough one, isn't it? You know what? Just because he defies odds every time, and I think Jake's going to win. And I think if he wins, I think it will be points. I think it will be split decision.
I was going to say the other way.
Tommy on points.
I think if it goes to points, Tommy should win it.
You really think
unanimous or split?
But it's because I don't think Jake has the fitness for it.
I think Jake. Will.
I think he definitely. Will,
I think.
Man.
I think. Jake,
I think he hides that. Like, but he did, like, look, he did look.
Look sluggish against Woodley too.
But then at the same time, as much as he tired out, because remember the Anderson Silva fight. Anderson Silva I watched a few of the highlights, and when Silva was getting back into the fight,
he doesn't get a second win, Jake.
But Jake knocked him down in the last round.
I know, but that...
So, you know what that means? Jake still got power in the late rounds, and he can knock you out at any point.
You remember Woodley too? Tyron was rocking him at one point, and then Jake looked tired. People were saying on points, it was matched going into whatever round it was when he knocked... We normally done that one punch on Woodley.
Mm-hmm.
And that changed... That's why his celebration was so big, because he was kind of behind a bit on that fight.
That's the thing, though. I don't think he could give like a punch that he gave to Woodley to...
It looked very open for that punch. And Tommy. I think Tommy, if his mind switched on, I think he blocks that, or he doesn't show the path for that.
But then Tommy doesn't even fight like that. For Tommy, his hands, his guard's always quite low.
But this could be the break. It's not really the make or break fight for Tommy Fury, but...
I think this fight, we could see both of them going down. And getting back up.
Imagine both rounds. Set one round.
Like
one
scrap.
I think they're both going to go down and come back up.
You know the only way I think that happens? If Tommy knocks Jake down, Tommy gets confident and Jake knocks him down rather than the other way around.
Exactly, yeah.
True.
That could happen to both of them.
Yeah.
No, but I see it happening that way.
You think if Jake gets knocked down first...
Jake will then get Tommy back down.
Because Tommy would get excited. But what if Tommy goes down first?
But I think Jake's...
I think if Tommy goes down first, Jake can go down.
But I think Jake's smart. I think he's got the corners. The court. You know, Johnny was here when he spoke to us. He said his trainer's
team,
good.
Yeah.
He's got a good team. But there was a thing that came up today that was very controversial. The WBC announced that if Jake wins, he can go into the top 15 rankings in the WBC.
Mm.
And it caused a lot of controversy because people were like, anyone in the top 100 will probably beat Jake, which... is true.
Do you think Jake's going to rattle Tommy and make him not fight according to his fight plan and like be a bit messy, like a scrap?
I feel
like first few rounds
Jake
could be a
needs
bit of a
it
scrap.
To be a scrap. If Tommy actually boxes, there is no way Jake wins this fight. Absolutely no way.
Fair dues.
So he's going to try and get into him in the press conference.
And I think that's why he's saying all the things he's saying.
Getting under his skin.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to get him nervous. He's trying to make Tommy get nervous. And I think Tommy could get nervous. I think there's a lot riding on
the
line.
Yeah. I think you can't get into Jake's head.
Either way, Jake's going to fight KSI.
Tommy's head, I think you definitely can rattle him.
Yeah.
Either way, Jake is going to fight KSI. It's going to
end of the year, yeah.
Tommy,
right,
you lose to Jake, you're done.
That's going to happen. But then if Tommy wins this fight, everyone's going to expect KSI to fight Tommy now as well.
Maybe not.
And you know, I won't be surprised if Tommy does win this fight. The first thing he does is call out KSI.
Of course.
Yeah.
Clout.
Cause
clout.
Money, bro.
Now he'll be like, because you know why as well? Because if he thinks if I can beat Jake, I can beat KSI. He's going to think that. If I can beat Jake, I can beat KSI. Mm. So he's going to have all the confidence in the world. And every way it should be. Because they're calling him out. It's not like they're not calling him out. Mm. And he's like, oh, mate, you're just trying to chase the bag. Do you know what I mean? But then last point on this part is he started calling out Carl Froch.
Yeah.
But I do think Carl Froch would spark Jake out. I don't care how old he is.
I don't think he knows that Carl Froch's last fight was in Wembley in front of 80,000 people.
I didn't know that. Fucking hell. Do you know what I mean? It's not like he's never mentioned it before.
That that fight still rattles me. You know, the fact that he keeps talking about it even to this day, it actually rattles me.
Cause I love the video.
I was a George Gross fan, and it still annoys me.
I was a Gross fan as well because he's a Chelsea fan. But
is he?
Yeah, he always had the Chelsea thing.
No, but you know why? It's because Groves was winning the first fight. Yeah. There's a lot of controversy.
Do you remember, like, the video was class of Karl Froch when he, like, turned. He's got, I've got my WBC belt. And he just turns and they're all, like, lined up on his window and everything. And he looks scary. You know, when you look at Karl Froch, he looks like he's in his prime. Froch.
While we're on the topic of boxing, have you guys heard an update of a boxer that we spoke about a few weeks ago?
Of course, go on.
Conor Benn.
Oh, yeah.
His failed drug test has been overturned because of pesky eggs, bro.
Apparently, something
you can't even eat.
Damn eggs, bro.
You know what's mad? Because all this time him and Eddie have been saying the truth will come out, the truth will reveal itself.
So why didn't they just say
like they were looking for an excuse the whole time? Yo, eggs.
Why didn't they just say I had too many eggs?
So after all this time, you've come out and said, first of all, there's not the evidence is inconclusive to put him down.
Lawyer terms.
Yeah. Two. Is there a possible chance he didn't mean it because he had too many eggs? How many eggs do you have to be having for it to come up on a drug test, bro? What the fuck? Like,
you know the thing is,
and you know what they said? Apparently the estimated amount is he had 30 eggs a day.
Damn.
Yeah, probably.
If that's the case, and you know how bulky he looked when he was having 30 eggs a day.
He probably spit them between the day.
You know, but you know, I think how he was having it.
That's like, a lot of eggs.
Bro, you can have it for breakfast. That's about 5 eggs there.
Probably that's 3 an hour.
No, you can have 5 eggs for breakfast, scrambled or omelette or whatever, boom. Or you can have a Rocky Balboa style. If you have a Rocky Balboa style, crack 5 eggs, get them down, y'all. Like, bro, that's 10 seconds, bro, easily. Put them in your protein shake. Every meal you have, you can throw 5 eggs in there, bro.
You'd be thinking the technology nowadays, they'll be able to pick up that egg yolk is the cause of you failing a drugs test. And one of the biggest drug tests, because it was going to be one of the biggest fights in British boxing history. You know, or potentially.
And the drug was the what's that female drug hormone?
Estrogen?
No,
I know what you're talking about.
The one that got done
female
for.
Hormone, bro.
It's like the hormone for eggs. It's like that's.
I could have sworn that shit is
estrogen. The irony, right?
I know what you're.
Hey, we don't have ovaries, guys. We don't know. Please comment down below which hormone these motherfuckers are talking about.
No, because they said it. It was.
Let me try and look at the article. But little caveat while we are still on this topic, Conor Benn, however, remains under investigation from UCAD. He might have been cleared, or this eggs case might clear him in terms of like the World Doping Agency. But UK, nah, they're still like, you can't box in England right now.
He's gonna get the biggest booze in his next fight.
He won't even be able to hear his ring walk music because it would just be boo. Like, you won't be able to hear it, it'd just be too loud. But it depends. If he gets cleared, then how can you boo him?
True.
No,
true.
But it's only cleared by.
Oh, but let's say it comes out when they've made a big decision. They made a big decision. It's really wrong. At the end of the day, Eubank kind of wish he fought Ben now because he ended up going getting knocked out in his last fight, which he probably wouldn't have had if he fought Ben.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think this just proves that Ben actually would have knocked him out.
Damn.
Because before, Eubank has never been knocked out. He's never been dropped before. Mm. And now that we've seen he can be knocked out. Bro, Ben would have hurt him.
But that might be a learning curve.
On them eggs.
Exactly. Ben on them eggs.
But that might be a learning curve for him, though.
What? Getting your ass whooped, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Because
it's taking him to.
I feel like it's unnecessary. If he knows he's going to get his ass whooped, bro, I get, fighters are fighting. Like,
taking him to places he's never been before.
Getting him to that next level. But damn, man. Sometimes I feel like you got to make a business decision and be like, nah, man, that ain't wise.
Yeah, literally. But let's jump on to off sports right now.
And
a topic which is quite big in the social media world, that now Instagram have decided, you know what, we want to jump on the trend of Twitter and charge $12 a month in order to be verified and get the blue tick on Instagram.
Damn, that's one of my topics as well. Motherfucker.
Mark Zuckerberg.
They copied that shit. They literally looked at Twitter and went, all right, Elon Musk, your homework. We gonna copy that bitch.
Literally.
We gonna charge more as well.
Yeah, $12 a month.
That's because more people probably use.
It's because all them.
I don't. But then again, if you have more users, wouldn't you just capitalize on a lower price because they're gonna make up the difference, right?
Yeah, but it's Instagram. I feel like Instagram these guys, or Facebook. There's two platforms which are.
Watch WhatsApp. Watch WhatsApp start having blue ticks, bruv. Don't they all WhatsApp as well?
But also, don't forget what Instagram is.
So we can have a blue tick.
We can have a blue tick on Twitter if we want.
No, but on Instagram.
On Facebook.
On Instagram we can.
Instagram. But
Instagram's going to be so fake now.
No, wait, yeah, wait.
All them OnlyFans models.
What are the benefits that come with it, though?
You've got a blue tick.
No, I can't be just that.
I bet you it's going to be like Twitter. They're going to have some features where they get like, I don't know.
You can upload 10-minute stories.
Like, it'll be rolled out. It'll be rolled out, innit?
You don't have to do like...
Bro, $12 a month, so... What?
Bro, deep it. No, one second. I don't think we're deep in it, bro. They've made social media a subscription service, bro. We've been on this social media, for a bare long, bro. They're like, yo, let's fucking monetize this shit.
They bro, think about it. Charge
them $12.99 a month, bro. That's some gyms, bro, or some phone plans, bro. We're paying to go on the apps now.
Low-key, like once everything's becomes a subscription service, you're opening doors for new companies to come in that are going to offer the same service that you offered back in the day anyway.
Yeah, and it's going to be free. Like, oh my God, it's so cool and retro.
Yeah.
It's just 10 years ago. Yeah,
the new generation of kids that are going to grow up. Oh, what the? $12 for Instagram? You guys paid for Instagram? Look at this app called, like, Dave.
You know, back in the day, secondary year, having, like, an iPhone, like, shit, yo, that you had money,
took me a while to get
right it. Now kids are gonna be flexing on, bro. My man got a check, bro. You ain't even got a check mark on your Instagram.
Literally,
they're gonna be bullying each other over like. I'm like, damn, bro.
You can't afford $12 a month. So I'm a
shit, this guy's all.
That's mad. That would be so jarring.
But I hope if they do it, it'll be like Twitter, where if you click on the verification thing, it says if it's an authentic one or you pay.
I
for
bet
Twitter
they'll
blue.
Do like the color scheme, right? Like gold for companies, blue for the standard Joe.
Standard yeah, like, I know what you mean. Twitter has benefits to it. Still not worth it, in my opinion. Never going to do it.
It's not.
Instagram is different. Because Instagram, you know, there's more users on that app.
I feel like Catfish is going to get better, bro. They're going to be like blue ticked and all that. Like,
all these bots.
There has to be some sort of benefit.
All these bots are going to have blue ticks. We're going to get a DM. Oh my God, someone verified his message.
So technically, the only people that are being charged right now are celebrities.
No, celebrities don't get charged unless they want to pay for it. If they're not verified.
Wait, it's a volunteering scheme for these rich motherfuckers?
No. You know people that are
verified. No, because I'm saying celebrities that already have the blue tick.
They don't pay.
Yeah, but now they're going to have to pay.
Why?
Because do they not?
Or is it one rule for some, one rule for others?
If you're verified because of who you are and they've given you your card.
It's free.
It's people that haven't got it. If you want to pay for a verification, you can pay $12 a month.
Bro, you're not getting verified for like a lot of creators, pages, news pages, blog pages is a massive milestone. It's like, yo, shit, we actually recognize we have enough like traffic and articles out there that people actually like, now we're a verified source.
Well, don't you find it mad?
And now it's like, you can just buy that shit. I'm like, damn, that's like an achievement just taken off. And they're like, yep, make it a subscription service.
But don't you find it mad though? Because but also, do you think we're ungrateful? Because we've had a free app and service for 10 plus years.
Not really, bro.
No.
But do you also understand?
Screw the corporates now.
Do you understand why they're charging people now?
Yeah, to make more money and become $1 billion. Yeah.
The fuck?
Make more money make
else?
Money, bro.
You're acting like they don't shove adverts down our face every 5 seconds,
adverts,
bro.
No, no. I'm telling you right now.
Fuck Instagram.
No,
actually, that is probably the benefit you're going to have. If you're verified, you don't see adverts.
Yeah. No, I think you don't actually.
Bro, go
on
your app store right now and it will show you that the apps that we have, the social media apps that are on our phone currently, have our data. So if you're thinking we're ungrateful for not like having this shit for free for better, bro, they've made money off our data. Yeah, they've sold it on third party websites.
Screw them.
That's what I was like. What
bro,
do you mean
you
feel bad
Instagram's
for them, bro?
Instagram's the worst now. Every 3 swipes is an ad, and half the stuff is people I don't follow. They're trying to recommend me people. I'm like, I don't care. This isn't YouTube. Yeah. I recommend our stuff. But
to be fair, even the Premier League announced just this week. Actually, reminded me.
What
that. At least, I think it's 50 matches. No, actually, that's what fucking everyone.
No, it's 400 million, 600 million. I think it's a 500 to 600 million investment from DAZN. It's DAZN.
Oh, is it DAZN?
DAZN wants
broadcasting
partner.
I heard it's a streaming service, but basically, half the Premier League matches are going to be on a streaming service now as well. So it's going to be BT that you have to pay for, Sky Sports you have to pay for, and now a streaming platform.
Amazon, don't forget Amazon.
To watch every single... And Amazon. Prime. So to watch every single Premier League game, you have to be subscribed to 4 different platforms in the UK.
It's crazy, bro. The
unless you get... But I did see a few loopholes, obviously.
Black Boss?
No, not
Black Boss.
If you have a VPN and then subscribe to an American streaming service, which gives you every Premier League match, that way you're paying £50 a year and you get... Every
it's
Premier League game.
Oh, that's perfect.
Basically
on a VPN.
The black boxes.
But then you pay for your
no,
VPN
but it's,
as well.
It's legal though, because VPNs are legal, and you're legally subscribing to a streaming service, so it is all legal.
watch these assholes like come up with a solution where they're like, they check the location of your bank details or something. Oh, he banks out of the UK. This is a UK bank.
Yeah, yeah.
Psych chunks.
Yeah, it's just, look, at the end of the day, they're going to find ways to make money either way. Like, we have to pay for TV licenses and shit when the TV stuff is shit.
Listen, as soon as Navmix is back on the App Store.
Navmix, you know.
Do you know my Navmix, bro?
Oh, yeah, I think I might have had it at one point. Let me
you have this. Navmix? Why the fuck am I asking people for links?
Yeah.
You've got Navmix?
Yeah, one of my coaches put me on.
Why didn't you tell us?
Because I didn't believe it. I can't watch shit on. I've never watched it.
What do you mean? We're going to have to talk about it. Navmix. It's not. Okay, you know what Navmix is? We're about to put people. Should we be on Navmix?
No. If you know, you know. Subscribe and we tell you. Subscribe and we tell you.
Navmix with a black football.
You know what? Yeah, if they actually.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like a black logo.
Okay.
It's not in the App Store though.
It is.
What?
Well, it's only got 10 reviews and it's 2 stars. Is it a fake?
No. Navmix, it gets removed from the App Store every few months and then it comes back and then they remove it again.
I'm going
to
read out.
So you have to get, basically, there's always a window. Fuck it, man. We're just going to put it on the pod. Fuck it, we're going to put it on the show. Ray.
You've been talking about Navmix for bare long.
Yeah, I always ask for Navmix.
You know when I was put onto it? I was in Somalia, bro. This happened, yeah. Bro.
Ray.
Yo.
Navmix is an app. It comes around every few months on the App Store and it will be there for a limited time. Whoever downloads it, downloads it. Once it's gone, it's gone. You have to wait months again.
Moving like quarters.
Bro,
wait. You know why it's good? Bro, you have every sports event for free with no buffers. No stop starting, no freezing. HD 4K, bro. Full quality, everything. Yeah.
Oh my god. How
crazy. But you know what's crazy about it? You know why this was so secure, no one can beat it out. Everyone has one link they can share. If you share this, so let's say I've got Ali's got Navmix, right? If he shares it on the group chat, only one of us can use that link. Once that link is open, so let's say I've opened it now and you've seen it 2 seconds after me and you've clicked it, that link only works for me now.
Oh.
But if I close the link and I try and open it again, it doesn't open.
Yeah, so it's a one-time use link.
It recharges every half an hour. So Ali will get to be able to send it to someone else again every half an hour.
Shit.
Which is why, Ray, the next time there's a football match on, let's say Chelsea versus Arsenal, whoever, yeah? If you put on Twitter, Chelsea versus Arsenal, Navmix link,
yeah,
and it's just people posting the Navmix link, obviously.
You have to be the first one.
You're never the first one. That's why if you have a mate that has Navmix,
yeah.
I've got two people that I rely on for Navmix links.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't know those.
How do you think I watch every game?
Bro, I've had this shit.
I've got two guys
that
send me links, and one of them's in a group chat, so it's annoying when someone else gets it for me, and I'm like, you, this bastard. He doesn't even support Arsenal. I saw that one of my boys did that the other day.
But they just used it.
I told him, there's only three of us in the chat. One of us has the link.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jakub. Jakub sends the Navmix link. Rizwan's clicked on it. I'm like, Riz, you don't even watch Arsenal. Why are you? He goes, I need to watch something whilst I eat.
Ah, he violated.
He watched 10 minutes of the game and turned it off.
No, he's busy.
Then I had to message my other guy for the link.
No, you're gonna have to turn me off. Bro, you know what's crazy?
But I've been waiting for it for months. I'm like, why hasn't it come back on?
Bro, you know when I got put on this July and the way that this message dropped in the chat, it went, only open for the next 24 hours. Thank me later. Bro, I just went on the App Store, found it. I was like, yo, is it this one? Downloaded it, forgot about it. As soon as you said it, I was like, yo, why is that? Ringer, bell.
That's some free game right there for whoever's watching this.
I don't think this is the one.
This can't be a clip, by the way. You know who'd get mad at
I don't
you?
Think this is the
From everyone who knows about Navmix, they're like, you guys just baited it all out.
Do you have to make an account or something, bruv? Or you show me after?
I don't know. I've never used it.
I don't think this is the one.
I just get the link sent to me.
I don't think this is the one.
So they got talk scores.
Damn. Anyway.
Tomorrow.
There has to be a game on.
Oh, yeah, City's on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, City against Leipzig.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Then you go. Look, if you press it right now, I kid you not, it's fully HD. Sky Sports, BT, commentary, whatever.
Oh, they got ads, guys. They got ads, man. They got to make their change.
But yeah. As this episode gets released, we're going to be day 2 of testing. And next weekend is the first weekend of the Formula One 2023 season. Ooh. It's back. Now, I want your guys' predictions. Like we do with the Premier League and everything, the World Cup, we all done our predictions. I want your driver champion winner. I want your team champion winner. I want you to tell me anyone who you think is going to be a new race winner who hasn't won a race. And we'll do a little fun one at the end. Who do you think is going to miss a race during the season? You know, like sometimes.
Okay, say in order again. What's the first one?
So ask us one by one, and then we can answer.
Alim, who is going to be your 2023 Formula One driver champion?
Hamilton.
Who is going to be?
I said it. Do you remember?
Are you going to ask me?
Oh, do you want me to just do him?
Yeah, and do it one by one. Do it one by one.
He's going to go down the whole list and then start again.
Okay, your driver. To your driver champion,
Lewis Ham as well, bro. He got that black Mercedes bag. He's gonna be naughty. You know,
I'm going for Lewis Hamilton. Yes! Go on, go three for three.
We said that last season though, when he had the old helmet back. We're like, oh, Hamilton means business. He's got the old helmet back. We're like, oh, Hamilton's in the black car this year. He means business.
All right, team constructors winner. Who do you think is going to be in 2023?
Red Bull still have the same drivers.
Yep.
Same engine provider.
Yep.
Has the rules changed this year or same rules as last year?
Same rules.
But they're gonna adapt it. I don't know, man. I feel like okay. I'm gonna stick with it since we picked Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, it only
win,
makes sense.
It has to be his team. Like I would say,
Well, Max did win that year, and Mercedes won, but that was because it was very tough.
No, but I think Lewis and. I forgot.
Yeah. If I'm going
last year, Lewis and Valtteri had a higher combination of points together.
No, but Lewis and
if I'm going for
what's his partner's name, man?
What back then?
Currently one.
Currently,
Russell.
George Russell.
I think they've had a year now to work with each other. Mercedes know their drivers now. They know the errors from last year. I think they would have improved and they should win it all this year.
I think. I want them for personally. If I'm going Hamilton, I'm going Mercedes.
Yeah,
smart. It's a business decision. Good boy.
Who do you think is going to be a potential? You can say none if you think. Who do you think, if there's going to be a new race winner this year, who do we think is going to be?
Remind me of the newbies. So
not newbies.
No. Wait.
What, someone who has never won a race.
The seats have moved around a lot, bro.
Oh, I don't know.
Feel like, okay, so Alfa Romeo stayed the same. They got the new kid Williams.
Alfa Romeo stays the same. So Williams, you have an American guy come up. Okay. And Albon. Haas, you have Nico Hülkenberg and Magnussen. Then you have...
Magnussen's dead, right?
No, Magnussen's dead. Right.
Magnussen did better than Mick.
AlphaTauri, you got De Vries and Tsunoda. Alpine is now...
Tsunoda's the Japanese kid.
Alpine is now Ocon and Gasly.
I think that's going to be a good team to watch.
Foes is back to friends. Ocon will be.
You think Ocon, yeah?
Yeah, new team. It'll take time to adjust. And then McLaren is obviously now Norris and Piastri. Everyone else is everyone else.
Now, but Lando's won a race before.
No, he hasn't.
Still has. Why do you think we were excited that day when it was racing in the rain and he messed up the tire decision and Lewis won it?
I would want Lando, but I don't think he will.
You don't think there's going to be a race?
It's so peak.
You think McLaren's that stinky?
Remember, they could be that.
I think it's the immaturity.
Ali, you have to remember.
He's not immature.
There's always going to be one race.
Yeah, but you're in the lead. That is a decision either if it rained, was it a couple minutes later, he would have been calm. He was trying to look at the clouds and racing that fast, being like,
that's what also made the difference. Because Lewis and him, had the same instructions from both teams.
However, he's second though. It's the same way that people say like, when Abu Dhabi finals happened and Max changed his tires, giving him that advantage, and people are like, why didn't Lewis change it? He could have changed his tires, but it's like because he was second, he had that room for risk. Mm. Whereas Lando's like, fuck this, I'm in the lead. I'm not gonna lose my advantage. Mm. Yes, a few drivers will get ahead of him, but then he'd have to catch up to them, right?
But he fucked up Lando. It was just inexperience, and I think he should have just listened to his team because they have more data than him. Do you know what I mean? Especially in these circumstances. But if you want to say there's gonna be no race winner, you don't have to say. But you'll remember there's always one or two races in a year where shit goes to.
It's not going to be shit hits the fan. What's his name? Tsunoda?
We could. That's the thing. We never know. Anything can happen.
Because he's a bit immature as well. He's got a bit of an anger problem.
This is his third year, though. He's got short man syndrome. Look, it's no, it is. It's
just because you're 6 foot.
So all
5'11".
Everyone in Ferrari, Mercedes and Red Bull have all won a race. So that's out the window. I personally think if anyone does win it, I think it will be one of those ones where it was just out of the blue. Crashes have happened, maybe the weather changed.
That's the only way.
Someone's got a penalty and they've had to do a.
It's going to be Gasly.
Gasly's already won.
Oh, why did you name them? You named them before, though.
No, I said they're the two partners now.
Oh, oh, oh.
I personally think if there's going to be a race winner, I'm going to be bold. I think it will be like Lance Stroll.
Bro.
Ah, yeah, yeah, I would like that.
Lancey in the Aston Martin.
I like him.
Bro, it'll be one of them. It'll be one of them races. Okay, it'll be one of them races where
it's a weird race,
chaos, and Stroll somehow come out win.
Cars blowing up.
You know
up,
it is. At the same time,
people dying, fires.
Because it's an Aston Martin car, and we've seen their track record. I'm like, I gotta see it. Yes. What's his face? But I've just retired. I'm terrible with names.
Vettel.
Got second place. That was the best position that car got. Or did he get
second?
That's the highest Aston Martin's been up. So it could happen. Mm. But I don't think Lawrence is a sick driver like that.
Bro. Doesn't have to be. He couldn't be.
I understand, but think about it. Cool, mad crash happened. Half the races are out or whatever. I don't think he's got the bottle or like nerve to keep it calm and be like, shit, I've got a, I don't know, 10 more laps.
Like last year, bro, if you want to say no one's going to be a new race winner, that's fine. Last year, no one did.
None.
It was science, but no one outside of that six drivers won a race. But I personally think if there is going to be one, I think it's Lance Stroll. I'm going to be bold and I'm going to come back to this if it happens. What about you? You think there's going to be one or not?
Yeah, I'll back it. I would like Stroll to win it.
You're not Lando? You don't think Lando or Piastri? Or?
I don't know. There's something about Lando, man. I like Lando, but I don't know why.
Because of that one mistake.
I can't see him winning it.
And this is a bold one. Everyone just say a random name. Who do we think might miss a race this season and there'll be like a replacement for them for one race? Well, already Lance Stroll can't do testing because he's injured, but he'll be back for next week. Who do we think is the one driver that can't make it one race weekend? They're sick or they're injured.
What's his name? He just moved to fucking. He went the other way. He went to Aston Martin. He took the seat of Vettel.
Alonso.
Yeah, because I feel like he's a big baller. He's got the contract. He's just randomly gonna be like, nah,
he's like the team
weekend.
Is shit. Fuck
he's
you.
Like, fuck his team.
I leave.
Because he's one of like the older generation races. I feel like he's the type to be like, I want the weekend off this shit team.
Yeah.
Like the younger drivers are like, nah, bro. Like I want to race.
Yeah. I think if there's gonna be one, it will be Nyck de Vries. Nyck de Vries will miss a race. Where are you?
I don't know.
Just say a name.
I'm just going to go with Alonso as well.
Could be a big dog.
Just because I like Eddie's theory.
Leclerc could have had a big...
He would just say, fuck it.
Leclerc could have had a big hangover. Missed the race.
Leclerc? Nah.
Yeah, never know.
He ain't stupid.
Might win a driver championship.
Nah,
but then
I think Leclerc's one of those guys. He's hungry.
He's hungry.
He could be on the verge of death and it will still show up.
So those are our Formula 1 2023 driver predictions. If you think who's going to win, whatever, my English went out the door then, let us know. You think Alpine? You think Alpine? Two French drivers. Let us know who you think is going to win the Drivers' Championship. Also, let us know who you think is going to win the Constructors' Championship. It's a new season, new teams. There's always excitement. You know, until that first race comes along. No, until the first practice comes along and then we see Mercedes.
All the cars
Mercedes fifth and sixth and we're like, oh, fuck's
sake. Another one. Enough. Nah, but then again, look at McLaren last year. Didn't they start off like right at the end? Then they were just like middle.
But obviously Mercedes, it seems like they've sorted out the porpoising issue from the clips we saw. We'll see. I pray and Hamilton can come and win his technically ninth championship. Even though on paper it's eight. And hopefully that will happen, because we'll all be happy. And I think if he wins wins the championship, he'll retire.
Hamilton.
Yeah, I think he's like, cool.
Oh yeah, I think
now
he should.
Schumacher done.
I think he should.
But
yeah.
If he doesn't, he'll keep going for another 4 years. I don't think
he probably could.
He's got 45. He said right in an interview or something.
He's young. 30, he signed a multi-year deal as well. He's like 38.
Yeah, he's still got time, man. I do respect driving a lot more. And since we gotten into F1, like they explain how much like toll it takes on their body and. Sometimes they lose like kilos of weight because of like the G-force and like the sweat in hot countries.
I mean, even Alonso's like 40, 41 now.
And they're still carrying on. So that's not like they're beasts, bro.
All right. I want to jump onto another topic, if you don't mind. Bit of a conspiracy. We love our conspiracies. So you guys have been seeing, you might not have been seeing what's going on in America right now, but it seems like the world's going to shit over in America right now. There's UFO sightings. There's Chinese satellites being shot out the sky. There's stuff being stuck in the sky. People are like, what is this? There's fires, there's everything. But someone done a video explaining that they think this is all a cover-up, because in March, there is going to be a, not a leak, but a release of Epstein's Island. A big story about the whole...
About time.
Everything being released, and people are saying that all what about the ledger? Everything's coming out in March, but people were saying, or someone on a video was saying, that this is a cover-up. All of these stuff that's going on in the world right now, all of these, everyone distracted. Mm. Is it a cover-up for Epstein's Island?
It could be, because there's always a cover-up whenever Epstein's name gets mentioned.
Facts. Mysteriously dies in a cell.
There's always something that comes up when anything involved with Epstein is on the news.
Literally, and I think there was Joe Biden's in Ukraine right now.
That was just a show of thingy, but apparently he told Moscow and the Kremlin ahead of time, like, if you're gonna bomb Ukraine, like, just know the president's there. So they don't really wanna threaten America's president. They're like, all right, cool.
No, but it's so
fake. There were still shellings and still happening, which is crazy.
So he's like, actually there.
He
was there, bro. And air raid sirens are going, woo! Bro,
but that was so fake, bro. He's just walking on camera.
Oh, they're trying to make it look like suddenly
the air raid alarm comes on while he's walking with the president in front of the camera.
He's shaking like random hands, woo!
And he's not even running.
But the propaganda is real, bro. But people are saying, bro, all of these things going on in the world right now, is it all a cover up for something big? Remember, we had the conspiracy about the massive giant on the mountain we spoke about a few episodes ago. We had all of that. TikTok's a weird app because it was made by the Chinese, and they didn't want to give Americans audience to the Chinese people because they say TikTok was for educational purposes. But it seems like TikTok is kind of the app that, you know why America always want to ban it? They always do these things.
TOS is mad.
No,
sketch.
But you see how they want to ban TikTok? It's because it's not controlled by them, it's controlled by China. They're probably confused that, man, they're showing them a lot of stuff. Like, I found a lot of stuff. Might not be true, but there's a lot of eye-opening things that come from TikTok because of China saying, you know, it's
educational. Then again, homie, you got to take it with a pinch of salt. Same thing I've been teaching my little brothers, man. I'm like, you can't trust everything out there, innit?
No, that's what I said. You got to take it with a pinch of salt. Something's true, something's not, but you see a lot of videos that you
wouldn't
see.
He called you little bro.
Huh? No, he's little bro.
He called you little bro.
Bro, I'm all in a new store. but like, there's a lot of videos you see on TikTok that you wouldn't never see on Twitter. Or you would never see on stuff like
you
that.
You see some wild shit on Twitter.
Yeah, no,
bro.
Twitter's a wild place.
Twitter's terms of service. Do what you want, man.
I just see some crazy stuff.
After a while, they're like, yeah, take that one down. That's a bit bad.
Bro, the social media is a crazy world, man. I saw a guy really, he was like a parent.
Yeah.
He was complaining that basically he set up a YouTube channel for his kid. And obviously, you know how YouTube for kids, you can make an account YouTube Kids, they don't get given
certain
content that is over 18. Like, for example, if we're swearing a lot and we had to put it as age consent,
family friendly
won't get pushed to them.
Got you.
So he'd done a test first. He wanted to see what was being pushed for his kid before he gives it to them.
Okay.
And he said that nearly 80% of the videos he would just click on, so like he would watch Dora the Explorer or something. He would, you know, when you watch a YouTube video, you have the ad underneath the title. You get something that gets you can click on,
like a banner. Yeah,
yeah. 80% of the things he would click were basically telling him about sexuality, accepting transgender, how to become, how to accept it. And he was like, "This is going to be for my kid," and they're pushing nearly 80% of videos were how to do this, how to do that. To kids, and this parent was going crazy. He was like, why is this meant to be a children's channel where it's meant to just recommend like cartoon stuff, education?
Yeah, that's a good
things.
Point, actually. Yeah,
bro, it's crazy because he's trying to say, look, if you want to be gay or this, that's fine, but don't push it to 4-year-old, 5-year-old kids on how to change your gender, how to accept it.
They gotta have the parents' consent, bro, because there is religions and belief and cultures, and one of the biggest things of this country is the fact that they pride themselves on like being multicultural, but when it comes to getting parents involved in these sort of topics, they're just like, it's like as if like if you don't agree, you're immediately labeled like anti that group.
You're anti whatever, yeah.
Yeah. And it's come to that situation where now it comes down to parents protesting, because this isn't the first time people have spoken about this, and not is it going to be the last time, because there was a protest up in Brum about some parents not happy about the school curriculum change. They got labelled in the newspapers homophobic mom and dad. Yeah. Literally, they like, they and because they happen to be like a brown, like, Muslim family, they're like this conservative family. It's appalled and protesting outside of the school because of a curriculum change. And what annoys me is, like, you know, school teachers, bro, and it just reminds me of a school teacher back in the day, they're so patronizing. They're like, we want to help you. Oh, help us understand.
You know what teachers used to do that?
What's wrong with teaching inclusivity? Mm. I'm like, nobody's got a problem with you teaching and nobody's got a problem with you introducing it, but have parents involved. I remember, like, and we've said this in old episodes as well, bro. Pretty sure the first time we ever did sex ed class in, like, school, whether it was secondary or primary, they made us all sign a consent slip, or they put the class in just boys in this room, girls in that
room. They just can't do that. You can't put them separated.
I mean, our school got flagged by Ofsted.
No, our school was separated. Yeah.
No, but you can't do that now.
No. The
you
BBC
really
came.
You really can't.
Bro, the BBC came to our school.
Your school flipping changed their name.
Okay, if that's for
that
another reason.
That was for slavery. That was for slavery.
But then like, long story short, this was back when certain people were running away at the country and going to, like, a war region.
Oh, speaking of Shamima Bay.
Yeah, exactly, that region. But we'll get to that. Anywho, our school is a Church of England school that was predominantly Muslim and Asian.
I found that mad.
And so cool. They had separated playgrounds. Ofsted comes in the height of all of this, like, prevent bullshit. That's the best way to put it.
They get you in a meeting before the day.
Bro, they had comedians come to our school and try to bust jokes like, don't run away, bruv.
Hamza Ashad, Daira Badman. Bro, he came and led an assembly, you know.
Bro, because the girls that ran away.
Bruv.
You know Shamima Begum? She went Bethnal Green Academy, bro. That's Tower Hamlet. So they were like, yeah, man. Every Tower Hamlet school had, like, a prevent assembly. Dude, on this, we had the BBC outside. Like, yo, they separate you guys in the playground. Like, what's going on?
Everyone I remember was told, our TV was outside.
You can't chat to them. They say.
I mean, you know the gates in the playground. They just you can see. Right?
They get you up to the gate.
No, literally, you can see the van, the ITV van outside school, and they're recording us, and they've got permission to record the playground. All of us, the boys at the back then, boys' playground, were all there with our middle fingers. Like, yeah, put this on the news. It didn't go up on the news, obviously. But
teachers must have liked that. They're like, yeah, keep doing your shit.
It's gonna be cinematic. Look at them,
savages. We're all just like,
imagine they did like a slow pan. Remember how our name and logo was at the top? Yeah. They're like, this is Sir John Cass, Church of England.
Did you see a kid? Hanging from the roof.
And then they pan to bare kids going.
Now we had. You know when someone dies in America and they tie the shoes together by the laces and they throw it over like
a. Is that what
like
that's for?
Yeah.
I thought that was people bullying and nicking.
Why is that in Tower Hamlets, bro? No one's been shot up here.
Is that what it actually means?
Yeah, so in America, if someone's shoes are tied up and it's on top of like a wire or something.
Phone cable shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Power line.
It means someone died in that area like recently.
Yeah.
They killed him, took his shoes and they threw it over.
Damn, that's dark. So now every time I look at you, I'm like, you died here, bro.
Bro, why was that in our school on the football pitch, bro?
Someone's football the cameras.
No, I can't. That person got bullied and their shoe got taken. They're like, your shoe back, bro.
Bro, but yeah, going back to that, man. Like,
Our school was an episode of South Park, bro.
But going back to that, though, it's like, imagine you wanted to make an account for your brother before he had it. It is weird.
No, the shit they watch is weird, bro.
No, but like, for example, he was saying, like, you know, how many times do people want
to... No, wait. I was going to say, I wasn't offering it to you.
Jeez, bro.
But how many, do you want it though? I'm going to give it to you. I feel bad now. It's nice.
Hey, that's camera guilt. He ain't that nice in real life.
Like, how many...
It's like, shit. They got me.
It was basically saying, bro, how many times do people just give... you know when kids moan, like, I want the phone, and they want to watch videos. How many times do you just give them to it, and you let
no,
them
but even when we were kids, you seen the episode, not episode, those clips of, like... Lion King, and it says sex in the clouds for no reason.
Yeah, or they're like, look at Minnie Mouse's hand, it's a penis. Or like, it's like, look, they're showing dicks to kids.
No, but this.
You know how fucking funny that was? Like, Walt Disney is made by the Illuminati.
Have you noticed that? Do old clips of SpongeBob come up on you guys, like Twitter feed or TikTok feed? And some of the jokes are like really out of pocket and rude. There's this one episode that's apparently banned now that we watched as kids. Did you guys watch SpongeBob as kids?
Yeah.
Tell me you guys remember this episode. Do you guys remember where Mr. Krabs comes out with SpongeBob and Patrick to do like young people stuff and they're just getting up to no good and they do a panty raid?
What's that? They nick
underwear. They jump. They go into break into someone's yard and they sniff their underwear.
That was episode.
And it's Mr. Cabs going, what? Panty raid, like a woman's panties. They're like, and then they break into a yard, smells this. They get the panties out, this, that, blah, blah, blah. And the lights come and they get caught. And they're in Mr. Krabs' mom's house.
Oh my god!
You guys don't remember that episode, bro? I remember that episode as a kid, but it came up.
Good memory.
No, it came up on my Twitter the other day. The banned SpongeBob episode. I was like, why was this episode banned? And I watched it, and I was like, oh, I watched this episode as a kid. I remember it. I was like, of course it's banned. Why was this even aired in the first place?
Your face slightly starts to be like...
I'm like, and I fully watched it as a kid like it was normal. Like, yeah, panty raid. Yeah.
I feel like I've seen... I remember there was an episode where they were in Mr. Krabs' parents' house. I remember there was one...
There's a few episodes like that.
There was an episode...
because she's a crab too.
But his daughter's a whale.
Yeah, cartoons. It don't make sense. Cartoons.
There was an episode.
She's got to be adopted.
Is it Mr. Krabs' house or Mr. Krabs' parents' house where they start painting all of the walls?
White. Everything and goes like, white. And everything they touch just turns white. Yeah.
Is it that? There wasn't that episode. Nah. But the
paint just moves. it just spreads everywhere.
I love how they paint underwater in their house. Like, it just makes sense.
It was Mr. Krabs' house because Patrick and SpongeBob were doing it up and they got a bit of paint on the dollar.
And they're trying
to get the paint off the dollar and it,
and
never
it just goes
come
everywhere.
Off.
Yeah.
And it was like,
oh, elite episodes, man.
Yeah.
And then he just comes home and he just wipes it off because it's on a frame.
Oh,
yeah,
idiot.
He was like, and then he just went. So, of course.
Dum-dum-dum. Are you boys ready?
Are we signing out or doing a question?
No. A little would you rather before we end the show. Classic.
Classique.
Would you rather live in a country where you could speak the language fluently or would you rather have the ability to teleport?
You've asked this before.
No, I haven't.
He hasn't.
You've asked a teleport thing, but why do you always do a would you rather with the teleportation?
I'd much rather teleportation.
You don't want to speak any country you go, speak the language fluently. I thought you could communicate to anyone and everyone in the world.
But
reword that question because I think you said, would you rather go to a country and speak?
Nah, man,
like
we just dyslexic. English. We heard wrong. It's all
right. He said it right.
I said it right. It's okay.
It's all right. Repeat it for him, bro.
Would you rather live in a country where you could speak the language fluently or would you rather have the ability to teleport?
Speak the language anywhere you go.
Nah, teleport.
Nah.
Because it's not guaranteed you can go to every country.
Doesn't matter. I think it's so cool.
There's a will, there's a way.
You don't have to. London's got every country you want.
True.
Huh? What do you mean?
Chinatown, Whitechapel.
Bro, it's got every bro. Imagine being able to. Imagine how bro, you'll be the most bro. You end up becoming famous and being the most popular person in the world.
No.
Yeah. Imagine
you'll be on every YouTube channel.
To be able to speak every language.
There'll be a Netflix doc about you.
No, bro. There's people out there that can speak 100 different languages
fluently.
Bro.
Fluent.
Yeah,
no one can.
There's people out there that can do it, bro.
There's
people
out there
that can
speak
do it.
About 30, 40 languages, right? But they know it, but they don't know it fluent.
We're talking fluent, every dialect.
The way you talk
region.
English, the way
like,
you talk
know how
English.
Language slang
but how many
changes?
Languages do you really need to know?
Everyone.
If you can speak, if you can speak,
I want everyone.
If you can speak 30, 40 languages, that's enough to get majority of the world.
There's still one other
language. What difference does it make if you know the other 100?
What if you want to go everywhere in the world and you want to connect with people?
But what if you don't even have the ability to go everywhere in the world?
Why are you gonna,
but you know what? You know how you can? Teleport.
Yeah, but what are you going to do there? What if you've got no money?
Don't know the languages.
Bro, we do it anyway with planes. What difference does it make? But you just get there quicker now.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with teleportation?
Black Man and Traveller has the fastest growing travel content channel on YouTube. He doesn't know every language.
But think about this.
He went Pakistan, all he was saying was in the bud.
Alim. You're going to... Alim.
Assalamu alaikum.
Pakistan's in the bud everywhere he goes. That's how you survive. 1-on-1 Pakistan.
Look, brother.
4-on-1 Pakistan.
If you're going to be able to speak every single language fluently, you will become one of the most popular people on the internet.
No, I don't think that's true.
100%.
Wait. So you're telling me?
If you teleport, you ain't telling nobody.
Wait. If you can teleport, you can also become the most popular person on the internet.
But I would.
Nah, man, you have people after you, bro.
Yeah, the government will be
after. How are they going to catch you, motherfucker? You teleport.
Nigga, SWAT team raid, they'll sedate
your
house.
I'll teleport. I'm behind you, bitch.
Brother, once the government...
He's like Nightcrawler.
Alim, once the government gets you, you're done.
They ain't gonna get me. I can teleport,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, what if you're sleeping?
I'm gonna be there when you're sleeping. try get to me when I'm asleep.
Actually, deep. Imagine being able to speak every single language in the world fluently. Deep, bro.
I don't think you guys are deep in.
I don't think I'm deep in the world, but Halim, I love how our would you rather's become. Nah, bruv, you better pick my one.
Like, yeah, right, yeah. Like, no, but to me, it's absurd. No, why would you. Okay, learning every language in the world.
Not learning. You know it.
I'm saying you know it, but I'm saying it's something that you can also learn, right? You can learn.
No.
Why not?
Why can't you learn every single language fluently in your whole life?
It's possible though. Whether it's 0.0001%.
Yeah, if you dedicate your from there until you die.
Yes, but it's possible, right? Teleportation is something. It's not attainable. Why would you not want something like that? No one has it.
I know. I get that. And I think it's really cool. But I really think that I would much rather be able to speak the languages.
I'm with you there, bro.
I'm gonna be chilling with some monks
here in Tibet, chilling, chatting to them, bro, having tea with them.
Alim, how about we just
you could do that with what's teleporting?
Alim, how about we do a duplication glitch?
Like, what the fuck are you, the devil?
Black man of travelers doing it with a plane, bro.
You don't teleport though,
Alim.
Yeah, they don't need to know how to teleport there.
Sometimes to travel to the country is more beautiful than just teleporting.
Right? Yeah, you tell him right.
An 18-hour plane ride, with a crying baby next to you.
Alim, economy, bro. We need to get our money up, bro.
Let's maybe do a duplication glitch and we can find a way to get both. Then you can teleport to every country you want and just be like,
please let us know down below. Morocco,
Zanzibar.
But please, yes, let us know down below. Would you rather have the ability to go to anywhere in the world and speak the language fluently, or have the ability to